Joining us now is Mike Maz. He is the broadcaster for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps minor league baseball team. Mike, 1 year ago, I was talking with you about your world and how it got flipped upside down. The pandemic caused sports to come to a halt, which meant you, a sports broadcaster, no longer had a job. You were forced to stop doing what you love to do. Take me back through the what were the emotions? What was 2020 like for you personally?
Like everybody else, Rob, 2020 was probably the worst year of our lives, especially those of us in this particular business of not having the chance to tell people what's happening at an athletic event. But, I still remember our conversation a year ago, and I still remember waiting to see if we were ever going to get a minor league baseball season underway. And as the days went by and the optimism waned, and then all of a sudden, okay, there is going to be no minor league season. And that's culture shock. As you well know, you and I have talked many times in the past. I started doing Fort Wayne, what was then Wizard Games, as a fill-in substitute in 2003 and 2004, and then got the full-time gig in 2005. And you know from being in the business as well, you need the key word for a broadcaster is preparation, and you need to prepare for a broadcast regardless of whatever sport you do. And all of a sudden, there's no sport to prepare for. There's no game to prepare for. And it is weird to say the least, because you're thrown off kilter. And me being a stubborn German all my life, I'm used to doing things a certain way. And all of a sudden, I'm not doing those things that certain way, because there's no reason to work on game notes or look at stats or think about doing interviews or just preparing for the broadcast itself, because it's not there. And all of a sudden, there's a void. There is a space that is created because of no broadcast. And to be all the honesty, Rob, I drove my wife Sue nuts, and she will happily attest. She's sitting next to me saying that's an understatement, which is true. But with the pandemic as it progressed, all of a sudden you don't do things that you normally do. I couldn't do a broadcast because of the fact that my wife and I are in our 60s. There were limitations on what we could or couldn't do. We had to learn how to wear the mask. There were times we could not leave the house. If we needed groceries, it would be my two boys that would go inside the grocery store because of the fear that if we set foot in a store, that we might catch it, because we were at a greater chance to catch it being our age than other people. So all of a sudden, I won't say that the four walls of the house closed in on me, but it wasn't far from it, because you look at the same four walls every day. Now, what am I going to do? I'm not doing what I'm used to be doing. And from a mental standpoint, that can literally drive a person nuts. And it almost did that to me.
I'm going to be frank with you here. How did you survive? I mean, there were many Hoosiers in the same boat as you. They were, they lost their jobs. They had nothing else to do, forced to go on to unemployment. Were you one of those?
Well, I wasn't eligible for unemployment per se, because my two broadcasting jobs are seasonal jobs. Therefore, there was some kind of a loophole. I wasn't able to file for unemployment. Thank God for Social Security. And again, my wife and I are both in our 60s, and so we were able to survive strictly on the fact that we've got our Social Security payments once a month. And somehow we were able to make do and get our bills paid and stay afloat. It was a tough situation for everybody, but I think, Rob, that hindsight being 2020, everybody learned something from this experience. You learned how to do things a little bit differently. You learned how to look things from a different perspective than you might have before. You don't take for granted that, okay, every day is going to come as it is, and I'm going to get up, and I'm going to have the shower, and I'm going to have the breakfast, and I'm going to do what I'm used to doing. Because there was that fear that, my word, you know, we're going to catch this. And I have to admit, and we did watch TV a lot, and when you watch the national news, whatever, you know, format it was, and you see these people getting taken to the hospital because of the symptoms. And I'll be flat honest, I was scared to death that if I ever got it and got put on a ventilator, I don't know what I would have done. Or if it would have happened to my wife, I don't know what I would have done. So you come to appreciate every day, and you take it one day at a time. You've heard the phrase before, smell the roses. Well, we learned how to smell the roses during the pandemic because you never knew if that particular day would be your last or not.
And not only because you guys are in your 60s, but you have pre-existing conditions as well, right?
Yeah, both my wife and I are diabetic, which is no fun. And I feel even worse for my wife, Sue, because she's had it 20 years longer than I've had it. And it's amazing. I've always hated shots and needles all my life. I could tell you stories upon stories where I would run around doctor's offices because I didn't want the shot, whether it's in the arm or the rear end. And I hate to say it today because I've become used to it. You know, I have to take 5 readings a day to see what my blood sugar count is. And I have to take 2 forms of insulin. And much as I hate, in essence, pricking my finger to get the blood out, to take the reading, and then to take the insulin shots in my arm, I've actually become somewhat used to it, where before I was deathly afraid of it. It's strange how things happen like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, we're talking with Mike Maz. He is the broadcaster for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps minor league baseball team. Talk about how 2020 and the pandemic hurt a lot of people, and it was hard on a lot of people in Indiana, including Mike. But now, Mike, here we are in 2021, and man, how 1 year makes a difference. Sports are back, and you are back to broadcasting the Fort Wayne Tin Caps this summer. If you could use one or two, maybe a few words to describe the feeling of being back in the broadcast booth, how would you describe your return in 2021?
Christmas come early. I know it's a silly phrase, but that's what it was. You know, we went 610 days between baseball broadcasts. Our last broadcast with the Tin Caps was on Labor Day of 2019, which was September 2nd, 2019. And we went 610 days until we opened up here in May. And even though there were a lot, and there still are some restrictions, we're not yet been cleared to go full bore in terms of full capacity at Parkview Field. We've still, on the staff, we still wear masks when we get to the ballpark, just as a precaution. I know there's still some frustrations from a broadcasting standpoint. I'm not allowed to go in the clubhouse. Any interviews have to be by Zoom and not face-to-face. I can't, one of the great things that we get to do as a broadcaster with baseball is to watch batting practice. And believe it or not, we learn more about players, managers, coaches from standing behind the batting cage than we do from a face-to-face interview. And not being able to do that is still a bit frustrating. Not to be able to go in the clubhouse. Myself personally, what we have done since 2012 is, for each of our Sunday broadcasts, we've interviewed the manager for our pregame show. I still can't do that. We're trying to work something out so perhaps we can do it soon. But when you do it, as long as I've done it, and not to be able to do it, it's kind of crazy. But now there's hope. And there's hope for everybody. I feel badly for all of the victims who unfortunately came down with COVID, and some of them didn't survive. And you feel horrible about that. But what I hope and pray, Rob, is that we learn something from it. Maybe we learn how to take better care of ourselves. Maybe we learn how to do things in a better, more efficient way than we did them before. Hopefully that'll come to fruition. But, you know, when I said Christmas comes early, it came early. And there still was a way to go because we still cannot travel on the road for road games. We are doing it thanks to MILB TV, but we're doing it remotely. And I am hopeful that at some point soon, all of the broadcasters in the league will be able to once again travel with the team and do the games from the remote site, because that's a lot of the fun, Rob. And I think you know that, getting a chance to do some things, be it the PA announcing or the broadcasting when you were at Ball State or whatever. For me, being on the road is heaven. I've said many a time, if someone put a gun to my head and said, you can either do all the home games or all the road games, what's it going to be? I would take the road games in a heartbeat, because we get to visit places we may not normally otherwise get to go to. We get to meet some great people. One of the things I'm disappointed in this year with the reconstruction of minor league baseball is that what was known as the Midwest League, which today is called High A Central, only 12 teams instead of the 16 that we've had for the past several years, is that there's no Midwest League All-Star Game. And I've been fortunate to do the last 15 Midwest League All-Star Games. And what that is for me is 2.5 days of getting to see people that I got to meet initially, some executives and office people, by my travels on the road to build some nice friendships and relationships. And we don't have that this year, so I don't get to see some of the people that I've gotten to see for many a year. And though it's sad, as I always sometimes say, it's better to have a half a loaf of bread than no loaf at all. At least we're able to broadcast. At least the games are being played, regular season games. Whether we get playoffs or not, that's another story in itself, more than likely not. But at least to be able to do some baseball is better than not doing any baseball at all.
I can imagine, still not being able to do the things that you're used to. You know, like you said, you've been doing this since 2005, and yet here you are still coming up with new things to try and new things to do. Just those circumstances that you've been given, are still presenting challenges even 15 years into your career with the Fort Wayne minor league baseball team.
And one of the great fabrics of sports, no matter what sport it is the support of the fans, where they can come out, they can cheer their favorite player. Some of them may want to come out to do nothing else but boo the opponent or boo the officials, or in their own crazy way having a good time. And thank God the officials here in Allen County, they have made some adjustments and we'll be able to go pretty much. We were going up to at least 70% capacity. And the ultimate goal is to be able on the 4th of July to once again put over 9,000 fans inside Parkview Field to celebrate our nation's birthday and to celebrate the great game of baseball.
And I remember last year when we talked, you mentioned that was one of the top things on your list that you were going to miss, and that felt weird, was not broadcasting baseball and not having baseball on the 4th of July, because like you said, that's all American right there. Baseball and 4th of July go hand in hand, and I remember you telling me that last year, saying how weird it was going to be that you guys didn't have that on 4th of July.
You have talked with Tin Cap Team President Mike Nutter on a number of occasions, and you know how I feel about Mike. I think the world of him. We compared notes after the 4th of July last summer, be it phone call and text. And both of us literally were ready to head for an insane asylum because we were not used to it. You know, again, the 4th of July, it's not just a big baseball game. It's our nation's birthday. There are the after-the-game fireworks, and everyone is in a jovial, great mood. They let their hair hang down. They forget, if only for a brief time, some of the trials and tribulations that they go through. But it's the one day in our country that we pull together as a nation, and say thank you for what our forefathers did, and to not be able to see a packed house, and not to be able to wave hi or say hello to someone you've never seen before and may never see again, and just the mood and the happiness that exists on that particular day, to not be able to do that. I know it drove me nuts. It drove Mike Nutter nuts. And that's why we're really, really hoping that things will work out and the authorities will say, let's cut this tie once and for all. Open the doors, let everybody come in, and let's have some fun. And because seven of our largest crowds in franchise history have come on the 4th of July, and I think that would do not just the Tin Caps and not just baseball. It'll do the community a world of good to be together, to exhale, to say hello, to be themselves, if only for a few hours on a Sunday night coming up in early July.
Mike, we're running a little long. I'm going to ask you one last question. I remember last year when we talked about how hard the pandemic was hitting you personally, but you were trying to find the good, the positives out of it. And you mentioned that you got more time with your family. You know, as a baseball broadcaster, you're usually busy almost every single night broadcasting games through the summer. And with the pandemic last year, you were so thankful and grateful that you got more time with your family. Now that you're back in the broadcast booth this summer, are you still getting that time with family?
To some degree, because I only do selected road games now. Perhaps someday I'll get to do the full schedule again. Like, for example, this week the Tin Caps are in Dayton, but I'm still here in Fort Wayne. And I'm listening to my colleagues, John Nolan and Jack McMullen, who are doing the radio side from the home booth in Parkview Field. But I'm still home, and I still, and at that point, so I get to spend a little more time with my wife and with my kids. And again, when we're at home, it's a different story. It's back to what it used to be. And that means in a lot of cases, because the baseball games these days are lasting well over 3 hours. And there are times when I'm on the air for close to 4 hours. We've had two games itself, game time only, that have run 3 hours and 55 minutes this year. So there are still a lot of times when I don't get home before 11:30 or midnight, but at least I don't have to be up at the crack of dawn. And so you take the good with the bad.
Mike Maz, the broadcaster for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, thank you so much for taking some time today and talking to us about, you know, how the pandemic and impacted you and your family. And man, what a year! A year makes a difference. And you're back to doing what you love, and we're thankful for that, and I'm sure you are too.
Oh, especially thankful and grateful, Rob, and I appreciate the chance to always talk with my friend again. And again, hopefully, not just me as a broadcaster, but I hope all of us can take what happened last year, learn from it, adjust to it, and continue to have good health and good fortune. And maybe sometime down the road, to some small degree, we can look back at what happened and have a small type of smile.
Thank you, Mike. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob.